I hope that each of us has experienced at some point in our lives one of those moments where life just changes for you. Everything is different. I remember one from my life, which seems rather silly, but in eighth grade, I went in for a routine eye exam. And I found out that I couldn't see. I got glasses for the first time. And I went back to math class and I thought, did you know that numbers have lines? They're not just some blur from halfway across the room. They're crisp and clean, and I could see again. And it opened up all sorts of new things that I had never noticed before. That small thing utterly changed my life. And today, we celebrate something that changes our lives in such a great way. Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. In our world, we are not very optimistic about things. There's a philosopher who famously said that life is ugly, nasty, brutish, and short. And without Christ, perhaps that's true. But that's no longer the case. Death no longer has power over us. Sin no longer has claim to us. Everything is new. Life is eternal. There is hope that sin might be forgiven for those who believe in Christ. And if we know Him and experience this resurrection, everything changes. We have nothing to fear any longer. In our second reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, he urges us, clear out the old yeast so that you may become a fresh batch of dough. For our paschal lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. We no longer need the old yeast of wickedness and malice, but now we live in sincerity and truth. We don't have to respond an eye for an eye. There is something new here. We're not fighting just for our existence in this world, but we're living for eternity. How does that change our aspect of life? How can we view things so much differently now that we know that we have been forgiven, that eternal life is possible, that death is not the end? It's not a dog-eat-dog world out there where we have to scrabble for whatever we can get in this life. We can give and love and share and not worry about the cost. We can sacrifice and live for something greater, knowing that our reward will be greater than we can ever imagine. We can face the perils, the dangers and difficulties of this world with no fear, but with joy. Because we know in the end, they have no claim on us. Christ promises something greater and has shown it to us. He shows us that even after the most horrific things the world can throw at him, he is victorious. Life is ugly, nasty, brutish, and short. And if we had stopped at Good Friday, I'd agree. But that is not the end. The tomb is empty. All that the world could throw at Christ has been vanquished. He has conquered over Satan and death, and life is here again. What have we to fear, brothers and sisters? We should be rejoicing each day. We should go into the world with a smile on our face, with joy in our heart, because we know that nothing that it can throw at us has any power anymore. We are a people not of despair and of gloom, but a people of hope and joy. Our Lenten mission this year, a good friend of mine came and said something very profound. He said, Christ is risen from the dead. Tell your face. Smile. Be happy. Be joyful. The world cannot take anything from you. It can do you no harm at all. We are a people of joy. That should be the leaven that leavens every moment of our life. The world cannot touch us. All of the harm it may throw at us, or all the threats it may threaten with, are passing, and in the end, have no power. It's hard to believe. It was hard for those first disciples to believe. Having witnessed what the world threw at Christ, they didn't understand what they were seeing either, because this is something new. It was hard for me to believe that numbers have lines, but thanks be to God, it's true. Today, we with those first disciples run to the tomb to see something incredible. We run to see that what we thought was there is not. There is no more death. There is emptiness in the threats of this world. There is emptiness in what would menace and harm us. And instead, we find life. Life everlasting that Christ promises to us. Let us smile. Let us be unafraid. Let us run to see the victor himself today in the Eucharist. Christ himself present and living in our lives, promising that eternal life to us as well. Brothers and sisters, nothing is the same anymore. And so we should not live the same. Not live in the gloom of our faults and weaknesses, knowing that forgiveness is possible. Not living afraid of what the world might do to us or what harm might befall us, because we know that life will reign. The world has changed. Let us act like it. Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Tell your face. Tell your heart. Tell your neighbor. Everything is possible now. Life without end. Forgiveness of sins. The old order has been vanquished. Let us live like it.